So we're going to proceed to our lightning talks for the day. And I kindly ask all speakers, we have lightning talks, to come sit at the front. And we're going to start with a presentation from Esri, East and Southern Africa, from Matt.
Good afternoon, everyone. So a pleasure to be here. Hope everyone's had a great day. It's always our pleasure to sponsor these events. I think it's really important that the community gets together. So this is a lightning talk in the true sense. So I'll try and keep it under the 5 minutes. We just wanted to give an update on a regional community GIS platform called Africa GeoPortal. What is Africa GeoPortal? It's an open community platform that's community-led. It includes open data, free geospatial tools, and learning. And that's an important triangle that we see. You need more learning next to the tools, next to the data. It's a one-stop shop. It's not all from one place. It's about being a shop window into all the other sort of data sources and learning resources that are out there. So trying to be a shop window to organize the geospatial community into all the great things that are out there. The idea being removing barriers to entry when it comes to capacity development, mapping and analysis tools, and then sharing the outputs to inspire others. So a very quick run through. On the data side, it started off being populated by something called the Living Atlas of the World. Then other contributors came along. So some of you might be familiar with Digital Earth Africa, which is a repository of analysis-ready, openly available data, Earth observation data, with value-add services on top. OpenStreetMap data, which I'll delve into a little bit more in a moment, both as a base map, but also as a live feature service that's updated about every 3 to 5 minutes. Then within it, sub-communities have taken their own spaces. So there's regional communities. Groups like AfriGeo, RCMRD, Grid3 have taken their own spaces and have their own open data in there, and also countries. So for example, kenya.africageoportal.com is a space that the national government and geospatial community of Kenya use to share their work, their outputs, and their questions and challenges. So on the OSM data side of things, it's in there in three ways. It's as a tiled base map, it's available as a vector base map, which you can then style yourself, and it's available as what we call feature data. So basically the raw data is in there, so you can query it, use it in analytics, query how many pharmacies there are in a certain area, et cetera, and so forth. So use it as part of an analysis cycle. A shout out for Digital Earth Africa, in case people aren't aware, that's also in there. They've got data going back 20, 30 years from Landsat Sentinel. But I highlight it because they're using that against the OSM data. So for example, they've looked at coastline change over the last, I think, 20 years around the coast of Africa. Then looking at that change and using OSM as a source to then say, well, if that rate of change continues, how many buildings are we going to lose? Or how, you know, in some places, land growth as well. So getting the raster data, the vector data determined from that data, combined with things like OSM, bringing new insights to decision makers around the continent as well. When it comes to the tools, for people that know the Esri stack, it's effectively free access to ArcGIS Online. So that's things like mapping, story maps, dashboards, analytical tools, surveys, and all those good things. And when it comes to the learning center, that's e-learning materials. That could be around a particular product, if you know it, or I'm interested in Earth observation, or I'm interested in volcanoes. So trying to flip the capacity development onto scenario-based learning rather than technical-based learning as well. So I'll leave it the same. The question we leave everyone is how will you use it? It's a community-led platform. It's there to be used in any ways. There's not pretty much any rules. As long as you don't use it for bad things, it's there to be used by the community for geospatial challenges, accessing the OSM data, and about 6,000 other open data sets in there as well. So the QR codes throughout the presentation of the various sites, africageoportal.com, and you'll see OSM is currently featured up the top there to support this event as well. And thank you very much. That's 4 minutes.
Okay, hello everyone. My name is Iptal. I'm a OSM contributor from Bangladesh and Youth Mapper's alumni from Bangladesh as well. Currently working as a hackathon coordinator of GIS Hackathon 2.0. So it is organized by Forum Bangladesh, which works with disaster risk reduction and anticipation in program and forecasting analysis. So what we do is take young generations of younglings in undergrad and put some challenges that happens around in a country like in Bangladesh, and they come with a solution, a problem, specifying or selecting a problem, they goes for a solution. So we go by three stages, a registration phase, and then check stage, where we go like selecting teams who pass through a great potentiality of ideas, and we provide them the mentoring session, and from the real life number of 46 NGOs help, and then we go for the culture stage, like 4 days boot camp. This is where we have the challenges like early warning system in Bangladesh, climate change, communication crisis, that is all related to the disaster. So disaster risk analytics. And then there's the team that we have currently right now have selected for the disaster second stages. And most of them are working on citizen reporting and communication crisis, disaster management, and early warning system as well. So this sorry for the hieroglyphics. This is the milestone from the hackathon 1.0, and these are the communities of Youthmappers that have worked with as a community outreach partner in Bangladesh, like 12 chapters of them. And this is the poster that we have created for our sessions as well. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jacques Nigena from OpenStreetMap Rwanda. I'm here to share with you how we have been engaging communities in mapping open data for disaster preparedness. One of our projects we are implementing now is a anticipatory action mapping in disaster preparedness in one of the districts of Rwanda called the Ngororero District. We have been identifying and analyzing disaster hotspots with objective of engaging community in preventing and mitigating landslides and flooding in that district. Our partners now are local government, ESA, and the local volunteers. Those volunteers we have trained, the local volunteers, have been utilizing Google Earth and the OpenStreetMap tools to identify hotspots, analyze and extract elevation data to pinpoint areas at high risk for landslide and flooding. Those volunteers have helped us to map 82% of target area and identified 90% of hotspots to disaster and 34% of 30% of the map, the area has gone through validation. Those local volunteers have collected those data, mapped them, digitized them, and validated them. Those volunteers have been using Vespucci mobile app to verify and digitize accuracy on the ground. We have trained the volunteers so they can collect accurate data, so data can be used in a disaster preparedness and disaster response. Those local volunteers in one district have mapped 713 roads, 78,000 buildings and 196 waterways covering 2,551 kilometers. Those case case studies, Moming, a place called Moming, has been identified as landslide prone area in Mugano sector. And there's a bridge, Satinsti Bridge. We have collected the data around this bridge that was affected by flood. And this flood is affecting local infrastructures. And we have mapped the data around these areas with those volunteers to share them with local authorities for response, for preparedness, and so they can do something on this fraud. Reflected on global importance of anticipatory action with reference to landslide events in Ethiopia and the critical need for on global context. We have reflected on global importance of anticipatory action with reference to landslide events in Ethiopia and the critical need for early intervention. This project in Rwanda has provided essential baseline data for the district plan for further intervention. The reasons and the challenges on this project we have faced, so you can give us advice, you can give us your view, but there were some challenges, but there were even some solutions we found. We faced challenges of limited human, financial, and time resources. To overcome this challenge, we have innovation and the community strategic engagement. We use the local volunteers. We have trained them to help us to collect those data and we gave those data to local authorities. Impact of this project. This project has contributed data, accurate map, and data to local authorities. We gave the district the data they be using for further interventions. We are planning to continue to map and validating those data in the other regions that are not this district to keep to keep contributing to disaster preparedness. And we invite all of you, stakeholders, and the HOT and the everyone else to join effort in mapping data for anticipatory action for disaster prevention, because it has helped us to identify those hotspots, and they are doing something for it. Thank you.
Good evening.
Thank you.
My name is Antidias. For those who have been dying of knowing my name is Antidias. Antidias Kawamala. I am from Tanzania, based in Dar es Salaam. I don't have the presentations because I believe action speaks louder than words. So I'm going to be doing more of actions than speaking. As I said, I am Antidias Kamala from Tanzania. I am the executive director of Root GIS, probably the youngest director you have ever met in your life. I want to start by saying that at Root GIS, we have a motto so-called Carpe Diem, means seizing opportunities. That means to say that all of us in here today, we have ideas. All of us in here today, we have things in our mind. Whenever we come across the opportunities or a place where you can share your ideas, do not take a second thought, just take it. We have, these are self-organized speech. So we have, I am so glad to have my fellow presenters here. And that means they took the opportunity to share with you. They are not in the program, but they made the program work for them. So to cut it short, I'm here to share something interesting about the Tanzania Geospatial Conference. At Root GIS, we work in a number of themes, one being mapping in data collection, the basic data collection. Also, we do the map making, visualization, and analysis. We do deal with the climate as well as disaster response, coaching and entrepreneurship, as well as research and design. So why am I here? I'm here to tell you about the Tanzania Geospatial Conference, and it will be happening in Tanzania in November this year, in 15th and 16th. So there will be a number of activities, starting from presentations, individual talks, fireside chats, so you mention it. And then we will have a bigger room like this, full of maps, so that we can inspire young generations and young people into the geospatial community or into the geospatial field. So the brand mode will be in both virtual as well as physically. So if you cannot attend physical, it means you have the opportunity to present your work virtually. Last year, we had the conference with almost about 300 people and counting, attended for 2 days. And this year, we expect a lot more, 1,000 of them. Yes, I mean 1,000. It means 3 times from the last year. I'm cautious of the time. So why should you come to Tanzania? Because it is a beautiful country. We are the beautiful people. And we have the vibrant community. I would like to thank our sponsors, Microsoft, TomTom, Esri, Meta, and GeoFabric. This is an opportunity for you to come to Tanzania to show your incredible work. This is an opportunity for you, all of you, to come to Tanzania to see what is happening, also to share what is happening in your country. I'm in Nairobi today, Kenya, sharing this message. I hope it gets to you, and I hope to see you in Tanzania. My name is Antidius Kawamala. See you in November 15th and 16th. Thank you.
I'm Severin. We'll talk about today, 5 minutes, during 5 minutes, about one of the products made through the UN Maps initiative. That was the main subject of the keynote this morning. And this is something I cared about since I joined UN Maps in 2021. It's the learning platform called the UN Maps Learning Hub. So just to present it very briefly, so that can be used by more people than it is currently. So see, it's a MOOC, right? It's based on Moodle. That's a very common MOOC platform, okay? And we'll see that it's, the course is available in six languages, English, Spanish, French, Italian, Portuguese, and also Chinese, Chinese has been translated by volunteers, and not by, the rest of that has been done internally because I have some Italian, Spanish, and Portuguese speakers. If you want to be a bit in advance of me, it's the website is mappers.un.org/learning. So the web, it's a website, of course, and because sometimes we can struggle with the internet, the courses also can be downloaded as offline documents, a mix of PDF, and also as you cannot run G for videos file in PDF, you can also download what is all these materials that are inserted in the online course. You can download them as zip archive. currently, you need to log in to create an account. There has been some people been complaining about that, and if it's possible, we'll try to change that. So, as a guest, we don't mind actually. You can connect if you're a guest, you cannot pass, for example, the quizzes. There's some quizzes, and by the platform, it's mandatory to be. To have an account to do the quizzes. Let me not miss my very hashtag. Is that this? I don't know. Yes, okay. So this is my student account. It's called Severin Test. As a default, it's a bit in French. I will switch it in English, but it's the same content, exactly the same content. In all the not all the languages you have here, there's nothing in Russian and only two gits and quizzes in Arabic. Okay, so let's stay in English. So far there is two courses based focusing on OpenStreetMap map that you can access. The first one is really for UN people. And there is a one about OpenGIS that will be done by one partnering organization. So the one about OSM Basics is really made to for people that join our community of UN mappers that are beginners to have some materials in their own language. And we produce training in French, English, Spanish, and Italian so far. And you have, so it's a mix of different activities. In Moodle, you can have many activities. We focus on providing guides and quizzes, where there is a guide, there is a quiz for you to test your knowledge. And in these quizzes, it is just training quizzes. You train, you will have, I guess, and hope, mistakes at the beginning, but the right answers are provided at the end. So there's six guides getting started with OSM, like, for example, you know what OpenStreetMap is, basically. In introduction, what is OpenStreetMap? That's a database. You will know about the OSM.org website, what is the OSM data model, know about the OSM wiki, how the community and the communities are, acting. The Moodle OSM ecosystem from the public, the private, the academics, etc., and of course the OSM Foundation. A bit of the most important OSM services and a link to a website that presents them all. How to deal briefly with OSM data quality. There is an advanced course for that also later on. And how to create your OSM account and how to join the community with different OSM channels and also other learning resources, because this is not obviously the only one. There is two guides about the two main editors, that is ID and JOSM. The one with JOSM, for example, when you're a beginner, you will know most of the thing you need to know, and for example, all the modes and tools, just to show you that it's just about the content, about text, but it's also about GIFs. So every tool. Not all of them, but the one that are useful for beginners, are presented with with GIFs that are running. Okay, there are also some short videos showing different mapping processes. Oops, back. Sorry, backs once was too much. And also two other guides. So one for the very famous OSM Tasking Manager, the main instance run by HOT. There is also one guide I wanted to create that to explain the geographical context when you're a mapper, but you don't have any geographical background. You don't know to deal with, for example, the altitude, the OSM rendering. And that's important. For example, if you map waterways, it's really important for you to know how to identify the altitude, because water is running along the topography, and also about the imageries and how to deal with the time and the imageries. So it's done to be read. Okay, there's text, videos, etc. And as I told you, there is a very long guide about how to map the most basic map features that you can find on the imagery. The one that is not present, that's the most common one, but is not a major interest for UN maps are the buildings. So there is nothing about the buildings, but places, residential areas, road network, waterways, etc. Really, a proper way to map them when you're a beginner. Okay, and as I told you, if you want actually to follow these materials, not to be online, you can download that. Okay, as document, a mix of PDF and zip archive. Okay, so there's six guides and one PDF for each of them and one zip file to download. And there is, okay, you can see they're dirty, there's the size of it, so you can really manage your internet bundle if you're really short in internet. And there's also an OSM advanced course for those who want to engage more. And for the moment, there's a long course about OSM validation with three guides. You will know in the first one how to know the validation techniques, how to interact, the main tools to validate, how to interact with the mappers. And I propose also strong validation workflows if you really want to path the data of your interest thoroughly, and to get at the end what is the most important, very high quality OSM data. So one workflow for each of these OSM map features. And the last one is about monitoring the post-validation. You monitored, you validated the data once, how to monitor and to be sure that the quality will remain. That's it. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for the presentation. We start with Venula's question. I think it's going to you. For the GIS program that is coming up on November 15 and 16 in Tanzania, would there be a scholarship for people outside Tanzania to attend freely? That's number one. The second one, the Root GIS website on the GIS Day page it has Google Map, not OpenStreetMap. Why?
I hope that is not an attack. So I'm going to start with the first one about the scholarship thing. Coming to Tanzania, the conference is free for whoever is going to attend. I mean, it is free for all participants. It is free, entirely free. Now, the issue of scholarship, you see, I'm looking at those sponsors right now. Microsoft, TomTom, Esri, Meta, GeoFabric, and all of you. I think we had a nice opening at the morning. The OSM Kenya say that this was the teamwork thing. So I'm not the one to comment on that, but no promise on that, but yes. So the second question about the Google Map issue, maybe I can also ask a question about when we are coming to the venue, which app did we use to navigate to come to the State of the Map conference? I hope we are not confined to using any of the technology to get the service, as long as it is provided and as long as it is offering the same services that you may need. So I would say there is no issue on that. So unless it was an attack, thank you.
Yeah, I think it is called question, not an attack. All right, we're almost rounding up. And now it's time for venue question. Then we answer venueless question. So do you have question for any of them here or clarification?
So my question is for the first speaker. So first of all, I really like the idea of a data tool and learning the same platform. I think it's a really good, smart idea. I'm more curious about why Africa can't be part of the Live Atlas with some sorting that give me all the information about Africa. Why I need specific platform that focus on Africa? What is the motivation behind it?
Yep, so it's actually the opposite. Everything that's in there is also in the Living Atlas. It was a curation to make it easier to find things around certain geographies, because there's lots of noise in there. Like, you open the map, it's centered on Africa rather than being centered on New York or London or Sydney. And it was a request from the community. So African Union, the Digital Earth Africa team came and said, we have lots of data, but we don't have an ecosystem where we bring it together. So someone said, can you make the Facebook for GIS professionals? We said no, but we can definitely find a playground where people can get together, put their ideas in, put the data in, put their tools in, put their learning in. So it was a request of the community. But yeah, it's getting rid of the noise to just focus on a particular thing. Thank you.
All right. Is there anyone else that want to ask a question? Yeah, up there.
Thank you so much for the lightning talks. Mine goes to the UN mappers. It's just a clarification. I'm asking about, after doing the courses, there are certificates of accreditation.
So far there's not, but we are designing some badges you can get that will be the first one will be released, the coming weeks. So far it's just quizzes for you to test, but there's no final certificates. But the badges, you can will be able to grab them, for example, for every map feature or thing like that. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you so much. If you have any other question for any of them, you can meet them after here. We are already 9 minutes on top of the hour. We'll be starting. Now we have to take one announcement. The Lightning Talk is still open. So if you are interested in Lightning Talk, so just go down to the registration booth and then fill up your name, talk with them, and then you get your name filled up there. The second one, the social event, have started already. So we're already 9 minutes late. So down there where we take our breakfast in the morning. So thank you so much, and thank you for your patience. See you at the social event.